Say you have a love for printing and wanted your very own printing press, but not just any press. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Lawyer Whitney North Seymour, Jr., a well-known figure in Republican politics, commissioned retired engineer Lewis McClure to build a press. McClure runs his own woodworking shop in Connecticut.
We tried first to make a copy of the press that is in the Smithsonian in Washington, on which Ben Franklin was trained when he was a young man in London. Got to be too difficult to try and duplicate that thing because of the technical details of it. So we backtracked another 200, 250 years to go back to 1450 when Mr. Gutenberg built a press.
McClure based his copy on a replica of the Gutenberg press, on which the first Bible was printed with movable type. It's in the Mainz Museum in Germany.
Because of the enormous size of the press in Mainz, we copied the press on a 5/8 scale.
Lewis McClure spent 2 years working on the press without the use of any machinery. It is completely handmade using ordinary woodworking tools.
The press is made entirely of wood, mostly of oak, but there are other more exotic woods used in it.
The McClure press is now on display as part of an exhibition of miniature books sponsored by the Lime Rock Press in Salisbury, Connecticut. McClure says it is a working press.
We have run off quite a lot of proofs and of both printing as such from type and also from wood cuts and linoleum cuts, and it works quite satisfactorily.
You can see it at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut throughout the month of August. Incidentally, it cost Whitney North Seymour, Jr. $3,000 to build a replica of the Gutenberg press. For the moment, however, he does not plan to print any Bibles. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.